You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Jesus Christ, every antichrist spirit will come against this service on today. We bind it now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Have your way, God, in Jesus' name. Hug somebody and tell them that you love them before you see them. Amen. Amen. Glad to see my son here. Something yesterday I found myself talking about this subject. I had no idea that, didn't think that I'd be dealing with it today. And sometimes when I'm on my way to church, I'll ask, I just don't put on any song. Sometimes I'm seeking God as to what my spirit needs to hear. What song do you want me to, sometimes God just wants you to get in there. Well, anyways. And so, for some strange reason, the Lord led me to play He Knows My Name. He Knows My Name. And so I started playing it, because sometimes there's just an anointing upon certain songs. I started playing this song of Praise the Lord. And it brought back to remembrance that I was talking about names and the importance of names on Saturday, even as I was at work. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so I want to talk about a little bit this morning, if you bear with me, what's all in a name? Amen. What is all in a name? Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. In the Bible, let me start off by saying this. In the Bible, a child was named after his nature. They don't do like us. They're not pressured. They weren't pressured to name a child right away, but they would literally watch this child. Oh, glory to God to watch this kid as he's growing up, and then they would name that child after its nature or the way it behaved itself. In other words, they called it like they saw it. You know, and so my wife didn't know what I was going to be talking about on today, but as she got a little, you know, anyway, she told me, she said, I'm just calling it like I see it, and I had to write that down, hallelujah, because that's what they literally did. They called it like they saw it. Okay. Oh, glory to God. And so let me say this here, because you can't name a baby something right away if you don't see its nature or the way it behaves itself, right? Oh, glory to God. In Luke chapter 1, verse 31, the Bible says that God told Mary, I want you to name, amen, my son who you're about to bring into this world. I'm not going to leave it up to you to name the child, but I'm going to tell you what to name the child. Because Mary is a picture of the church. She represents the church. She could be a representative of the church. Oh, glory to God. She was chosen by God. Oh, glory to God. And she was told what to name the Christ. Like many of us, you know, we would have thought of something, you know, to name. You know, I'm sure that she probably had some names in mind. I'm sure that sometimes that have probably, before you all have even had children, who all in here, you entertained names before you had a child as to what you would want to name your child. You heard the name and you say, oh, that's a pretty name. And you put that in your name bank. Some of you all probably had 3 or 4 different names, amen, that you, before you even had a child. I remember being at work and, I remember me and my wife fussing about one of my children as to what, it was our first one, my first son, as to what we were going to name him. And I had it all in my head that he was going to be named Thomas the Third. Amen. And so my dad's name was Thomas. My name was Thomas. And so I had it in my head and my wife going to tell me what she was going to name. And I'm the man of the house, and this is what his name is going to be. And I got smart, and my little smart aleck self, and I, you know, walked out of the house and went to work that night. And I got to work, and we always start off with a meeting, and someone started talking about the name Joshua. My wife had just told me, you know, that, you know, she was hearing the Lord say the name in Joshua. I think you told me you heard the Lord. And so, anyways, I didn't think anything of it until later on somebody else started talking about a person named Joshua. And then later on somebody else started talking about a person named Joshua. And I had to say, okay, God, okay, you win. I get it. His name is going to be Joshua. Come on. Because sometimes, you know, if the Lord leads it up to us, praise God, we can come up with some names. You ever notice something that sometimes it seems that when God wants to change a thing, he renames it? Recently, we just named our radio broadcast. I didn't have this in mind, praise God, but we just renamed our radio broadcast to Kingdom Sounds. Somebody said Kingdom Sounds.
Kingdom Sounds.
Glory to God. And so we're going to be releasing Kingdom Sounds in the earth. Amen, somebody. Kingdom Sounds. Say it again. That sounds good. Kingdom Sounds. Kingdom Sounds. Amen. Hey, daughter. Oh, glory to God. And so, let me say this here. You ever notice that the closer you get to someone, the less you use their name? The better your relationship is, praise God. It seems like, okay, let me help y'all out, because y'all act like y'all ain't, you know, my wife. I have a tendency of calling her, you know, my hot chocolate. Okay. All right. I know her name, but I have given her a nickname. I'm just letting y'all in on my giving, because some of us, you know, you wouldn't walk up to me if you didn't know me and start giving me a nickname right away, even though I have run into people and they'll say, well, what's your name, sir? And I'll say, Thomas, and they'll be like, you go by Tom? You got to watch folks that's so quick to change your name. I'm going to touch on that in a second. And I say, no, I go by Thomas. See, my name is important. I believe that God has ordained for me to be named Thomas, and my wife, Teresa. One of our names means twin, and the other one means reaper. Amen. Together we are the twin reapers. Amen. And we were set in the earth for a time like this. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Amen. To reap the harvest. Amen, somebody. Because we got to watch what we name our children. We got to watch what we name things. Okay. All right. Okay. And so nicknames sometimes are a great indicator of relationship status. You know when y'all be talking about, hey, baby, sweetheart. Let me say this here. Jacob's parents saw him come out and grab the heel of his brother. And they put a name on him right away. Sometimes we're too quick to name something. And they named him Jacob. It means caught by the heel. It means surplanter or trickster. How many has ever heard that before? About the meaning of his name. Okay, all right. They named him right away. Could it be, and I thought about this thing when I was sitting in the back, could it be that he took on the nature of what he was named? I don't know if y'all gonna get this. Could it be, because the children of Israel wanted to give their children godly names, come on, so that they could have the nature of God. I believe that sometimes they just named them godly names. If they couldn't pick up a nature, oh glory to God, of what that child, they wanted to change the nature. Oh, because when you realize that God is the type of God that he calls those things that be not as though they were.
Thank you, God.
And so the parents put a name on him right away. Look at this little trickster. Look at this little supplanter. Come on. Stay right there. That's my flow. Now look at Abraham. Abram was his name originally. His daddy named him Father. It also could mean High Father. But his daddy named him Father. And I thought about this thing. I said, could it have been because he had an old spirit? How many know children that got old spirits? You know, they like to hang around older people. Come on, you trying to tell them to go and hang out with the kids, and they're like, no, I like to hang around older people. I was kind of like that. And as a matter of fact, when I saw my son, we were at my son and daughter Christmas gathering, and he kept telling Micah, go play with the kids, go play. And Micah was like, I'm staying right here with y'all old folks. Now, when he was thinking old folks, he was talking about everybody else but his granddaddy. What's that? I'm just saying, don't be hating on me because I think young. Come on, all right. All right.
That's about it. Go ahead and think it.
I hear some comments in here, you know. Almost like comments going around the building. Some of y'all thinking out loud. That's it. But then here God is getting ready to do something new in his life. And he renames him Father of Multitude or Father of Many Nations. In other words, God changes his name. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. God changes his name. And Saturday, as I was talking to customers about this, I said, because sometimes when God, we have a tough time with transition. Because Because when God begins to change things and try to take us into the new, we wrestle in the transition. We wrestle because all right, let me help y'all out. I can imagine after Abraham's name was changed from Abram to Abraham, there was still folks that was walking around, hey, Abram. And he either had to make up his mind that, guess what? I'm going to go ahead and allow them to call me Abram, or he had to check them. Ooh, God can so put a word together in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. He had to check them. I am, my name is not Abram, but it's Abraham. I would like for you to call me Abraham, father of nations. Because the nature of God, the way God do things, because you literally have you ever come across a person that you know, and you'd say, well, you know, brother, say you're healed by the stripes of Jesus, and they refuse, they just, you know, well, I'm not gonna lie. Is it because you're not humble? Is it because you have no vision and you want to call it like you see it? Is it because you're calling God a lie? Because God operates this way. And you're saying, I'm not going to lie. So is God lying for operating this way? Jesus. It's awful quiet up in here today. Jesus. I'm just saying. Because there are some stubborn folks. Come on. I'm starting to realize, you know, because it seems like sometimes as much as I correct folks, you know, praise God. And I finally, I was dealing with this lady at the shop, and she finally seemed like she was getting it. She finally got it. She said, "Ooh, I needed that word today." And I'm like, "Oh my God, she got it!" Because I could be talking about, I could tell her, you know, stop saying this here. 5 minutes later, she was claiming it again. But all of a sudden, it was like a light turned on. Come on, somebody. A light came on. It was almost like she got it. I said, my God, I've been doing this lady's hair for years. And she finally got it. Must have been the anointing, broke the yoke and destroyed the weight. I don't know. But apparently she really needed to hear that. And so I thought about that thing. Could it be? Because I remember being approached in a Cracker Barrel, and this lady said, I really need you to pray for this young man. His name is, you know, Damien, and he's, you know, gotten himself into trouble. And she began to talk about him. It sounded like he had the nature of getting himself in trouble all the time. And I knew that Damien meant son of the devil. And so all his life he's been called son of the devil. And you're going to call him the devil all his life and don't think that he's not going to take on the nature of the devil. So here's, he does devilish stuff. Because guess what? You're calling him the devil. And so I told her, I said, tell him to change his name. And she said, well, you know, such and such, tell him to change his name. Because, if God isn't into giving out nicknames. Oh, that went over some of y'all head? God ain't never said that you're more than conquerors. God ain't never called you a new creature. Okay, all right. Let me help y'all out of here because that went over y'all head. Come on. Let me bring y'all back down to earth. Come on. God is the type of God that'll change your name. I don't care what your mama and daddy called you. He still calls you a new creature. He still calls you sons and daughters of God. Oh, I've been saying. Look at our God. Oh, I feel the anointing. Change somebody's name to get the name God. Tell somebody I'm a conqueror. That's a nickname that God gave you. God gave you the nickname I'm a conqueror. You You need to walk around saying, I'm a conqueror. Come on. I don't care what situation you in. I'm a conqueror. The devil stick his head up. I'm a conqueror. And I'm going to conquer this. Come on. Sometimes we have named children's things that were detrimental. We haven't always been saved. A lot of us haven't always been saved, and we didn't know any better. Glory to God. One day I met some relatives, and they were had nicknamed a child Buddha, and I said, stop calling him Buddha. Come on, he pick up a religious spirit, and you'll be wondering how did it happen. Another one of my relatives, they nicknamed him Trouble. Come on. You ask him for trouble. You done nicknamed this child Trouble, been calling him Trouble. They still call him Trouble. Still call him Trouble. What's in a name? What is in a name? Okay. Because I know when you're not saved, you're not led by the Lord. Okay, when I said you name him something detrimental, because detrimental means something that causes harm. I'm going to say it again. Detrimental means something that causes harm. You can literally name your child something that causes harm. Somebody say, Lord, help us. If you've done it, give him a nickname. Look at your name and say, give him a nickname.
Give him a nickname.
Daniel and the Hebrew boys, when the children of Israel went into captivity, one of the things that King Nebuchadnezzar decided to do, he decided, I'm going to change their names. I'm going to change their names from Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. One thing I noticed about the world is quick to name you, to try to change your name, to try to give you a nickname. And you got to know who you are when they call you something else. Come on. When they call you a fool, when they call you broke, poor, when they call you sick, when they call you ugly. If you don't know who you are, you'll take on these names. They changed. Okay, all right. I was going to go into what they renamed the Hebrew boys. But they pretty much began to call them by their worldly gods or their false gods. This is why I said earlier, don't let folks be so quick to change your name. I don't know what it is about the name Thomas, but everybody want to change it to Tom. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, don't pick up the nature of the name that the world calls you. I'm telling you, God had me write down some good stuff. Don't pick up the nature of the name that the world calls you. If they say you sick, you say I'm healed. Amen. If they say you broke, you say I'm rich. I'm just telling you, you got to learn to say what God says about you. God's word is all powerful. But are you saying it about you so that you can see the power of the words manifest in your life? It's good or what? Because let me show you something. This is something that God gave me back in the back that blew me away. They changed their names, but they couldn't change their nature.
Nature, amen. That's right.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Changed their names, but they couldn't change their nature. That's the reason why they didn't bow to the golden statue. Because even though the world changes your name, oh glory to God, when you know who you are, they can't change your nature. Or you call me what you want to call me. but I know I'm Thomas. Come on. You can't change my nature. As a matter of fact, the only one that can change my nature is God. When you know who you are, when you don't know who you are, the world will give you a name and you'll bow to it. You'll bow to the nature of the world. Is good or what? Better be good. I got it from the Lord. Almost done. Wrote down, when your nature changed, when your nature is changed, you'll act like the world and you'll bow. When your nature, if you see yourself starting to bow, if you see yourself starting to bow, guess what? Your nature is changing. You know those Shadrach, Mishael, Hananiah, Daniel, Azariah, they had godly names. Come on. Their names meant something about God because their parents named them.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Before we know how to do something, we need to know what that something is for. Before we know how to teach, we need to know what teaching is for. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. A few weeks ago, Gabriel Geip, a high school AP government teacher from Sacramento, California, was suspended for encouraging his students to take up far-left activism. When students complained about the Antifa flag he hung in his classroom, he dismissed their concerns and suggested that only fascists would have been bothered by it in the first place. He then offered extra credit to students who attended radical political rallies. In an ironic and ahistorical twist, this avowed anti-fascist also posted a photo online with a communist hammer and sickle emblem tattooed on his chest. According to one report, he also used stamps with images of Joseph Stalin, Fidel Castro, and Kim Jong-un to grade papers. This wasn't just a way of being edgy or provocative. In a video that was published by Project Veritas, Mr. Geip was recorded as saying, quote, "I have 180 days to turn these students into revolutionaries." Well, local parents were understandably enraged about their child's teacher praising history's worst villains. But while many of his critics rightly called out his flawed thinking, they missed something essential about the nature of education in their critiques. One mother put it this way, quote, "I'm all for freedom of speech. I'm not going to deny that. But when you're a teacher, your job is academics. You're not here for morals, values, political views. Anything like that is not welcome in the school unless it's a private school," end quote. Now, of course, no parent should tolerate the kind of worldview that was being hoisted on students by Mr. Geip. But the mistake here from this parent is thinking that education without morals, values, and political views is even possible, or for that matter, desirable. It's not.